Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones with Rich Gamitz.
Real glad that you could join us.
Today, as usual, we'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba.
We'll be right back.
Si te hubiera besado otra vez, ahora fueran las cosas distintas, tendría un recuerdo de ti.
A festival like this unites us once again with Cuban musicians to defend our danceable popular music. It will be a well-deserved tribute to my father. This said Samuel Formel at a press conference on the celebration of the first International Timber Festival. Forever Formel, which will take place from August the 2nd to the 4th, with the aim of highlighting the role of this outstanding personality in Cuban musical creation and contribute to maintaining his legacy, as well as to encourage the interests of new generations in the values and history of our dance tradition in all its variants.
The festival that is part of Havana's 500th anniversary includes workshops, conferences, panels, and exchanges with relevant artists who cultivate timba. The book Juan Formel and the Van Van will also be reissued. The Legend by Rafael Lamb, the photographic exhibition Forever Formel by Ivan Soca will be launched, and the documentary Legado by producer Nathanael Mergui will be screened.
The event will be hosted in the Benny Murray Hall of La Tropical on 41st Avenue at the corner with 46th Street, where the opening and closing concerts will be held. Hotel Comodoro, site that will host the Formel session after a party every night. The Juan Formel Chair of the Higher Institute of Art, the ISA, the El Sauce Cultural Center, the intersection of 23rd Street and Malecón, where a mega concert will be held on day 3, starting at 6 o'clock, which will begin with La Colinmita and conclude with the Van Van, and where Streets 23 and P intersect on Sunday the 4th at 7 o'clock. A plaque will be unveiled that recalls the first concert offered by Los Van Van on December the 4th, 1969, 50 years ago.
Several international DJs will host the festival, as well as prominent groups, among them Leonel Limonte and Azúcar Negra, NG La Banda, Pupi Los Que Son Son, Michael Blanco and his Salsa Mayor, Adalberto Álvarez and his son, Jaila María Bonpié and his group, and Alexander Abreu and Havana de Primera, among others. Outstanding will be the participation of students of the Higher Institute of Art, who convened by the chair that honors the life and work of Formel, participated in the competition for the interpretation of the work, which in its next edition in 2020 will be extended to the modalities of arrangement and research.
The renowned American actor and human rights activist Danny Glover is again in Cuba, a visit that has allowed him to participate in an event at the Casa de Amistad on Tuesday to celebrate the graduation of 10 students from the United States who are graduating from the Latin American School of Medicine, ELAM. Welcome, friend Danny Glover. We'll see each other, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel wrote on his Twitter account about the UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador and holds the Friendship Medal awarded by the State Council of the Republic of Cuba.
The celebration for the graduates was prepared by the Interreligious Foundation for Community Organization, IFCO, Pastors for Peace Community Organization, which participates the United States Youth Program at ELAM, in coordination with the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ICAP. Gail Walker, Executive Director of IFCO Pastors for Peace, also traveled to Havana for the occasion, as well as relatives of the new professionals.
Danny Glover visited the ICAP headquarters on Monday, where his first Vice President, Noemi Rabassa, welcomed him. When the beloved American actor arrived in Havana on Saturday, and in the air terminal, he got a hug from Gerardo Hernandez, one of the Cuban Five Heroes, and with whom Danny Glover visited when he was serving, like his four companions, unjust sanctions, the United States prison system.
Que
a unique version of the Cuban song 20 Years, 20 Años, performed by two children, Isaac and Nora, on the YouTube social network has accumulated, until today, 1,253,943 views. The Small Singers, of French and Korean descent, perform a melodious version of the song of Maria Teresa Vera with guitar accompaniment and a solid interpretation of the trumpet of Isaac. But without a doubt, the greatest musical contribution is in the voice of Nora.
20 Years, 20 Años, is a popular song written in 1935 by Guillermina Aramburu and musicalized by Maria Teresa Vera, who popularized it with Rafael Sequeira. It became included in the repertoire of Barbarito Díaz, Ella Calvo, Compay Segundo, Omar Aportuondo, and Diego El Cigala, among others. Users of the YouTube network have expressed their admiration for the interpretation of the small Isaac and Nora, who learned music under the guidance of their parent and today have given this world a unique version.
Santiago, cuna y pan, Santiago. Florecito, Santiago.
The Nico Lopez Museum Park is one of the places that most inspires peace in the capital of the eastern province of Granma. Set next to the Moncada Barracks in Santiago de Cuba, there's the heroic events of July the 26th, 1953. The unique property is an obligatory visit, and it's a space for many important events.
The site has witnessed countless graduation ceremonies of young professionals, solemn sessions of assemblies of popular power, events of many entities and organizations, recognition of students or workers, and other activities. Since its opening as a heritage institution, it engages in a wide and systematic socio-cultural work, fostering the knowledge and care of our traditions through exhibitions and exchanges with spaces with children, adolescents, youth, and adults.
With a tribute to the National Institute of Cinematographic Art and Industry, ICAIC, and the director Santiago Alvarez, 1919 to 1998, the week dedicated to Cuba has begun in Italy in the fifth edition of the Milano Latin Festival.
During the event that will last until the 27th, activities will be held to commemorate the 500th anniversary of the founding of Havana, the centenary of the birth of Alvarez, and the 60th anniversary of the creation of ICAIC and the news agency Prensa Latina.
The collaborators with the celebration are the Embassy of Cuba in Italy, the Consulate General of the island in Milan, the Cuban Venice Cartel Studies Center, the National Association of Italy-Cuban Friendship, and the Cuba Art Association and E Mundo Cuba. At the opening ceremony, Consul General Yanio Gonzalez thanked the organization of the festival for their tribute to his country, while paying tribute to the memory of the most recently deceased Cuban intellectual Roberto Fernandez Retamar.
For its part, the president of the ANAIC, Irma Dioli, highlighted the values of Cuban culture and the reasons to celebrate in the framework of the 60th anniversary of the triumph of the revolution and the commemoration of the 66th anniversary of the assault on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes barracks on the 26th.
Likewise, the exhibition of the poster of cinema, 60 Years of the ICAIC Poster, was inaugurated, organized by the Cuban Venice Cartel Studies Center, committed to preserve and promote the Cuban graphics after the triumph of the revolution in 1959, for which it manages a unique collection developed by Luigi Bardelliotto for more than 20 years.
The Milano Latin Festival is the main annual summer cultural event, the second most important city in Italy, with a varied program where music, dance, and other artistic manifestations merge with the gastronomy and other attractions of the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. The festival will also remember, with different activities, the national holidays of Venezuela, Argentina, Colombia, Peru, Bolivia, and Ecuador.
And that's it from us for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
And I'm Brit Gammes. Until next time.